At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But they love eating people. They love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mystery.
And I am J-Clone 69.
And it's been a long time since we've had an in-studio guest. Actually, it's probably since Greg.
It's probably, yeah, I don't know. I haven't had very many.
I think the small handful. But why don't you introduce our guest?
We're joined in studio today by a special guest, former NFL quarterback, former my high school quarterback, and
been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, former a Super Bowl attendee. I'm trying to think of anything else.
See, that's why we make him do it, because he's the worst at it.
Yeah,
well, I like it. Crushing it so far.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and former Advanced Gym tennis champion, Zach Dysart. Welcome,
Zach.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for being
such
here.
Such a warm-hearted introduction there.
Remember that Advanced Gym tournament?
Oh, of course. How can I forget?
Advanced Gym tournament.
I used to live for Advanced Gym.
Yeah, Advanced Gym in high school?
We didn't have it.
Oh, we did. Very specific. You had to be selected.
Keep in mind.
It was hard to get into.
You can't sign up for Advanced Gym. You get picked for Advanced Gym.
I think you guys had a very different experience than we did, because we were... The year before me is when they just started getting rid of everything.
Right, and you got the new school, the prison.
Yeah, it was.
It is.
Nothing worked. The heating.
And it's modeled after a prison.
The first year of high school for me in that, I only went to high school in the new school. The heating went out.
That would have been your freshman year, right?
The air conditioning went out right at the end of summer. And we're in there, and it's just the cinder blocks, once they got hot, they stay hot.
Good thing we spent all of our tax money on buying a new school that
the doors that never worked.
Yeah.
One time we got locked out. Well, so off topic. We go off topic constantly.
I like it.
We got locked out coming back from ag.
Oh yeah.
Because they had the automatic doors,
door lockers,
the buzzer doors. Yeah. So to come in,
the ag building was in the old bus building, right?
Mm-hmm. We had to buzz in, and then the secretary had to let us in or whatever. She's like, open the door. Locked. Open the door. And then the principal come down, Thaxton, He's pushing on it. It's all like some security measure got triggered, and all the outside doors were locked. So we're just sat outside, I think, for 2.5 periods.
Hmm. What up? Yeah.
Just having fun.
Happy accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Messing with Tony Dyer.
Mr. Dyer.
I don't know if he listens. He asks about the show all the time.
Classic. Well, if he Mr. does. Dyer. Mm-hmm. I love he does. Mr. Dyer. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, Tony.
Thanks for listening, Tony.
He was always fun.
I'll never forget. I won't share any Tony Dyer stories.
Yeah, but, so, yeah. All right, let's just.
Yeah. No, Zach.
Let's steer it back.
Thank you for being here. It's awesome. You're definitely a hometown legend.
No, I'm happy to be here, man. When Jay told me you guys were doing this stuff, I was pretty excited. I listen all the time.
I appreciate it. We're just two dumb drunks from Ada.
Yeah, talking about Bigfoot and stuff.
Know, we could, with Zach, be the first time we actually play the sponsorship jingle. Oh, but he won't be able to hear it. I'll put it in later.
Okay.
We recorded just stupid ads for the sponsor.
Why isn't the bowling alley sponsoring you guys?
They do in other ways. They just don't know about it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Let's just stick to topic here. Let's stick to the topic on hand. So, okay. So we're bringing you in to share your story or experience. I guess I'll let you set up the story or the topic at hand today. What are we going to be discussing?
Today we are going to be discussing the Oxford Ghost.
Okay. Not Oxford, Ohio, that is.
Oxford, Ohio. I went to school at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, and we heard about this story. You know, I think we were at a bar one night and a local told us, but it's called the Oxford Ghost, or some people like the Oxford Phenomenon. I've heard it called a couple times, and I've just heard it called the light sometimes, but there's a couple I've heard. I've done a little bit of research myself ever since this guy told us the story, and there's a few different versions I've heard, but at the end of the day, but the version that he told us was, and I think the most popular, was there was a young couple in high school. The girl, her dad was a farmer, pretty old school, and the boy was kind of rebellious, had a motorcycle, listened to, you know, rock music and that kind of stuff, and I think I want to say it was like back in like the 40s, maybe.
Oh, so he's really what? I'm trying to think. What are the guys that would wear like the leather jacket, slick back, hair?
Greasers.
I think greasers, yeah. When he was describing it, I feel like he might have even said like a James Dean type.
Ah,
kind of thing. Okay.
And so the girl's father kind of forbid them to see each other, but they obviously were in love and they wanted to keep it going. So they had to keep their relationship secret. And so the guy would sit on his motorcycle at the end of their street every night and wait for her to signal to him by flashing their porch light 3 times. And that would be their signal to come get me. My parents are asleep. You know,
it's safe.
We'll go somewhere. And so that happened a lot. And so then I guess one night he was in a hurry because he was going to go propose to her. And this is where it kind of gets a little tricky. I've heard that he just lost control and went into a barbed wire fence that got decapitated.
Jeez.
I've heard the decapitation's kind of the one thing that kind of remains
constant.
The same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And but then there was a version where a kid was out there one night on his bike and he didn't see him and hit the kid too. Mm. And but I have actually seen a little bit of research on that one. But then there was another one that he just missed a turn and went straight and said, because there is a sharp turn on that road, and he just missed the turn and went straight into the fence and got decapitated. But anyways, he died. And the guy told us that the girl ended up hanging herself because she couldn't live without him, kind of thing. I've only seen like one thing online about that, about the girl killing herself. But so I don't know about that part.
So it's a true Romeo and Juliet story.
Pretty much, yeah. Very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
And
life imitates art.
Yeah, so, you know, we're kids. We're 19, 20 years old, something like that. So, and we're there in the summertime when not a lot of people are there on campus.
Right, yeah.
And so we're like pretty bored most of the time. So we're like, you know what? Let's go check this ghost out. Let's go see if we can see this light. It was never supposed to be a ghost. It was just supposed to be a light. And so that's where like some people call it the ghost, some people call it the light, you know, whatever. And so you're supposed to go to this road that the girl lived on. And there's like a sharp curve You go down. It's very, very hilly, first off. And so then you get to the end of this road, and her house is on the left, and then there's a very sharp curve on the right. And you have to go around the curb and then just turn around. And there's nowhere really to turn around, so you got to make sure no one's there and just pretty much pull a U-ey in the middle of the road. And it's a narrow road, too. And it's not – when we were there, it was, like, in disrepair. I mean, it was bad.
It's not like a main highway.
No, not – I mean, there's no – it's a almost single lane pretty much. I mean, there's no pain on the line. You know, there's no lines on the road or anything like that. And so we go out there. The first night, we went out there a bunch. We did. And so the first night we go out there, nothing. We're like, all right, whatever. And so you have to go out there. I forgot about this. You have to go out there. You turn around. You park right in front of her house.
Mm-hmm.
Turn your car off. Flash your brights 3 times and just wait. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to see the light coming over the hills. It'll come up the hill and then it'll disappear as it goes down. And then it'll come up the hill and disappear as it goes down. And then it just disappears right before it gets to you. And we didn't see anything that night. So then we go back the next night. Don't see anything. Go back the next night. We see it.
Third time's a charm.
We see the light. And it only lasted for probably 30, 40 seconds, something like that. But it was pretty crazy. It was just like...
So you've seen it come down the road and up and down the hill?
Yeah. Yeah. You? And then just kind of disappeared. And yeah. We were like, that's wild.
Yeah. Know? So it's true. It really worked.
It was like nobody was scared or anything. It was just like, what is that? You know, everybody was like, what's going on right now? And then it just disappears. And you're just like, what? So then... when that happened, that's when I went and started doing some like real research. Mm-hmm. And I found that people would try to like catch it sometimes. And so they'll like see the light and they'll turn their car on real quick and try to go mm-hmm. and nothing.
Nothing, never. Yeah.
And I've heard there's like forests on the side of the roads. It's in, you know, it's in the country. There's like a cornfield on one side. So when the corn's not there, it's pretty flat and you can see, you know, for a ways. But when it's up, you can't see anything. Mm-hmm. And then the other side, there's like a forest. And I've even heard of people like hiding in the forest. Like one group hiding in the forest, another group going up there doing like the signal with the 3 lights
yeah.
and then seeing what happens. And
waiting for it to pass.
Yeah. And I've even heard of it happening and they see the light. They call their friends in the woods saying, hey, we see it. It's coming. And they're like, we don't see anything, man. And it's like, it's coming. We see it. And they're like, we don't see anything. And so then they, since they say it's there, they like try to go, but their car's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard like weird things like that. And some of the things online, it was like one of them, it was like 3 kids. They went out there. They had the windows down and everything. 2 kids saw the light. The 3rd kid didn't, but he could hear something. And he's like, and it sounded like a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I could hear it getting closer and closer and closer. And they're both telling me like, it's right there. He's like, I don't see anything, but I hear something getting closer. And I don't know. Who knows what's going on out there for real?
Yeah.
But my story though, so we went out there, like I said, we went out there numerous times. So this time we go out there and there's like 6 of us in this car packed into this like Highlander, into this, some kind of SUV, I forget. And,
was it the Ford X?
No, it was not. That was dead by then.
Oh, darn
I wish that was legend.
Yeah.
I blew that car up because I didn't change the oil.
That'll do it.
And it sucked because I was on my way to Lima to help my mom in the middle of winter.
Oh, no.
It didn't have any heat or AC to begin with.
So
I'm just bundled up because my mom really needed me to help her. I'm like, all right. And so I'm like bundled up. And then all of a sudden about halfway, I just hear a big boom, lose all my power steering and everything. I can't even hit the brake. And I'm just like, what do I do? And I just like get it off the road, obviously. And then it was just done.
Dunzo.
But and I had to wait out there for like 45 minutes and my dad was doing something. And I'm like, please hurry. I'm freezing.
It's so cold.
But anyways, it was not the X. But so we go out there one night and we go around the curb and we're getting ready to turn around. But as we're going around the curb, we see a light coming at us. Not even where it's supposed to be. Not where we've ever seen it before. And it's coming at us and we're like, what is that? And we're like, it looks like a motorcycle light. And somebody said that kind of jokingly. And we're like, ha ha, hilarious.
Yeah.
And then, but it's getting closer and closer. And we're like, wait, what is that? And we're like, that is a motorcycle. And it wasn't, I guess, weird to see a motorcycle out there or anything like that. But we had just never really seen anybody out there. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And so we see it coming at us. And it's like in the middle of the road. And like I said, this road's pretty narrow. So we're like, and I look at my buddy Justin was driving. I'm like, Justin, get over, dude. And I was in the front seat. We had 4 in the back.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, Justin, get over. And so he goes in and there's like a ditch on both sides. And so he's like almost in the ditch. And we're like, what is this dude doing? And it gets closer and closer. And as he gets pretty much right next to us, it's like a dude straight out of like 1950s, like kind of glowing, had like a blue glow around him. And he was on like a moped from like the 60s. And he just like went by us and just like stared at us.
So he was looking at you though.
Yeah. No, he looked right at us all. And I don't remember like making eye contact with him or anything like that, but went right by us. And we were just like, all just like, what just happened? And everybody's just like, nobody says anything for like 5, maybe 10 seconds. And then somebody in the back, I don't even know who it was just like, what was that? And then everybody just at the same time, like turns around to see what it was. And it's just gone.
Gone.
And it was, there was no corn up at this time. You could see for miles.
Right.
And it was just gone. And we were like, what was that?
Was it like in slow motion?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
It was just like definitely slow motion. I mean, he was wearing like a light blue. It's weird too, because it goes kind of against all the research I've done, like the James Dean type.
Yeah.
He had his hair slicked back, but he was wearing like a light blue, like sweater vest and a button up white shirt underneath it and some khaki pants.
Huh.
And you said it was more of a moped, not like a...
Yeah, and it was more of a moped and not like a...
motorcycle.
Yeah, and not like a true motorcycle.
Yeah.
And yeah, we all saw it. Everybody was like, kind of like, what'd you see? What'd you see? What'd you see? And we were all describing like the exact same thing and what we all saw. And we were like, what just happened? And it was just weird because one, obviously that doesn't ever happen, that kind of thing. But two, it wasn't in the spot that we thought it was or anything like
where
that. Where it was supposed to be or where we had seen the light before. So it was pretty wild.
Yeah. I got a lot of questions and thoughts.
I mean, what if that was his time coming back from a date? That's why he's dressed up all nice.
So
trying to press dad.
Did you finish your story?
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. That's it.
No,
yeah,
I just didn't want to.
No, yeah, talking. No, we went back and we did the light thing again,
yeah.
But nothing happened that time. And we kind of just went back and we were like, we didn't stay as long as we usually do.
Yeah.
It was like, let's try it real quick.
Yeah.
And then, we're like, yeah, and then, you know, we're good.
Yeah. And it was like,
we're fine.
Like somebody's like, I'm kind of hungry. You know, like, yeah. Let's get out of here. Yeah. I'm not scared. You're scared. I'm hungry.
Right.
And, but yeah, no, it was crazy. And we went back and we like all like thought about it. And then everybody woke up the next day and was like, You just, remember that, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, something happened last night, right?
I'm not scared, I'm hungry.
And everybody was like, yeah. And
not scared, I'm hungry.
And it was like a
typical Ohio reaction.
Yeah, right? No doubt, you know? So, I mean, but we went back several times after that. Never saw that again. Mm-hmm. I feel like we might have seen the light again a couple times, but.
So the first part is classic residual haunting kind of type, you know, description. There's tons of those, quote-unquote, type of things across the U.S., especially around campuses. The most famous one locally for us I can think of is the Bowling Green lights. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
It's a school bus that went over a bridge up there. But you park on the bridge, you flash your light 3 times, and sometimes you see the headlights of the school bus coming at you. Derek Hayes from Monsters Among Us podcast.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was his encounter or somebody close to him's encounter, but they had the bus pass them one time, kind of like how you described. But the big difference in your story is that the location changed.
Mm-hmm.
The apparition, or whatever you want to call it, changed.
From what we understood.
Yeah. And residual hauntings don't tend to recognize people. So when you're in a residual haunting type, and you know, as far as we know, and you know, it's all speculation, it seems to be like almost like a scar. Like you described these very tragic events that could cause that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's maybe not even a real thing's there, but it's just replaying back and over and over. Yeah, on a loop.
Yeah,
that's Civil War. The Woman in White's a famous one because, you know, normally it's she, you know, whatever story is, she died tragically or committed suicide. What's so interesting is he changed, but he looked at you guys.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. I mean, yeah, he turned his head and it was like he saw us there, like, what are you guys doing here? Kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it was
that's like a big difference right there in almost, and then all these other ones like with these flashing, you know, doing this, some kind of little ritual to actually cause stuff to manifest. I don't know. What do you think before I keep going?
Well, I'm just trying to think, with it. Yeah. Him seeing you. So it's probably not just a scar.
you know.
Right, no, it's
being noticed.
I definitely think it's not residual.
You didn't see his eyes or anything, did you? They didn't glow or
no, his eyes didn't glow or anything like that.
Okay.
But they weren't like hollow either.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like dead space there or anything. But yeah, like you couldn't really.
But you could see color on him.
You could tell that he was white, but he had like a glow, like a light blue glow to him.
Yeah.
So you couldn't like see his actual, like the whole skin, but you could tell like he was a light complexion.
Okay.
But there was like a light blue glow to him.
And what even the motorcycle too, right?
Yeah, his whole thing, yeah.
So with the first time you've seen the actual lights coming down the road, and the traditional haunting, do you feel the light look like a headlight?
Yeah, no, it looked.
Okay.
I'll say this. It looked a little dimmer than what a headlight would be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more, maybe like more orangey.
I mean, that would make sense if it's from the 1950s.
And that's what we kind of said too. Yeah. And we were like, all right, their headlights probably weren't as good as they are today. But yeah, it was one headlight for sure. And one light, and it was just kind of floating over the hills like a motorcycle would do.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if it's too like just that area maybe is like some elemental spirits or something, and people, you know, are expecting that, so it's putting on the show for you.
Yeah, you kind of went where I was thinking of going to, that it the phenomena. As far as what we consider residual hauntings, like you look at the Civil War, you look at these women in whites or whatever, the same exact thing. No change, no matter who's observing. The thing where people standing on the side and not witnessing it, that's not, as far as talking about the paranormal, is not odd to me, because it's very much you have to be in X location to experience a phenomena and trying to screw with the phenomena. You know, it's because it's not putting on a show for you, but there's no show without an audience. Like there's no, exactly. it's just happening. It definitely seems like that last bit was just done because you guys were there.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know the reason, but
I kind of wonder, you know, there's a house in the other, is this a gravel road or is it still?
It's at one time it was a cement road.
Right.
It was a normal road, but it was pretty chopped up and pretty, you know, a lot of potholes and a lot of the potholes looked like they had been like filled in with just stones, just kind of thing. Yeah. So like gravel, some stones were around.
So it's starting to turn.
Yeah, and I mean, it was not a good road by any means, but it was a road.
Right. Yeah.
Know? Yeah. What do you think?
It's like the logging road, probably up in Michigan that we went to find the murder house.
Oh no, it's better than that road.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. You can go 25 miles an hour on that road and 4-wheel drive.
Oh okay.
No, it's better than that road.
Okay.
No, it's just. I like what you were saying, either forest elemental, but I was kind of thinking almost like you weren't there for that episode. We're going to redo it with the submission from Cincinnati with going to the haunted, like the haunted house on the abandoned road and all this stuff.
Okay.
The haunted bridge.
Okay.
And having the phenomena change and react to them.
Okay.
And they blame occult activity.
Hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm getting. And there, I have no proof or no thought of why. But these houses, you know, out here, a cult just means hidden knowledge. There's very evil groups in that mix, and there's, you know, more positive groups in that mix. So it doesn't mean good, bad, and different.
Yeah.
For this one, you know, from my personal life experience, when you have occult groups, a lot of times they'll place guard dogs, is what we call them. Paranormal phenomena, either to scare you away or, on the more extreme hand, you know, hurt and physically hurt and mess with you. So I don't know if it's something like that to where this thing is supposed to be residual, kind of looks like a residual haunting. People go and they get their thing and then they leave, right? Mm-hmm. Once you see the lights, you're like, oh, you know, it creeps you out enough to be like, well, we've seen them. There's no car, nothing, so we're going to leave.
Yeah.
But you guys hung around and were out of the car
No, we didn't get out of the car.
But you were parked on the side. Yeah.
We ended up stopping because he was like in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of like veered off, you know, and stopped as he passed us. But we weren't parked or anything.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess we were parked, but we weren't intending to park or anything. That's not where.
So I wonder if it was just a more of a flashy show to be like, keep moving.
Yeah.
I don't know though. It's
or maybe you came back because you came back frequently, right?
Yeah, we came. We went.
Oh, you may have been getting too familiar with the area.
Yeah. I mean, when we first heard about it, I bet we went 3 times a week.
Yeah.
All summer.
Just to see it once.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I mean. We finally saw it, like I said, we saw it like the third time, and then we wouldn't see it every time.
Right.
But it was just like we're bored.
Yeah.
Let's just go see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, and And like,
well, you see what happened.
We always liked doing that stuff in high school. We'd go into those abandoned houses.
Oh yeah,
you know, and things like that. And there, in his house was a. There was like a Mr. Falk that lived there and owned it for a long time, and he was like a hoarder. So we would go in there every once in a while, and we'd find like old newspaper clippings and all this kind of stuff. But
oh, he didn't live there anymore?
No, no, he had died at that time, and I don't even think the house is there anymore.
Yeah,
I think it might have been torn down. But we would just go out there whenever we kind of felt like it.
Go through your stuff.
We'd go through it. We'd go a lot.
Yeah,
and because like I said, I started like looking into it, and I heard a story about. These kids that went out there, and I guess also in some of the stuff that I saw, it kind of, I feel like it was just trying to scare you a little bit. It was like, if you see the light, you're supposed to run away. Kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, and some people, like I said, some people try to catch it and things like that. But one time, one story I read was, I think it was two or three kids went out there, and it just kept coming at them. And so they were like, oh man, that might be like a real thing. So they left, but then they said they saw it. They saw the light in the cornfield.
Oh, like, okay.
Kind of coming after them.
Yeah,
but in the cornfield and not like right behind them.
See, I think Jay probably hit it closer to the from what it sounds like. It's some other phenomenon mimicking a haunting.
What? Yeah,
because it's breaking away. You know, like we said with traditional residual hauntings, they're pretty hardcore with sticking to the same routine. Yeah. Every time, no matter who's observing him or who's there, this thing from what you've done your research and what you witnessed has changed the game a bunch on people.
No, for sure.
It's besides getting it to show up, which reminds me of the Brown Mountain Lights, because there's a lot of that with the Brown Mountain Lights.
I've been to the Brown Mountains only because of the lights.
Ah. Did you see them?
Didn't see anything, but I watched a documentary on it.
Yeah.
And at the time, I forget where I was living at the time, but then my fiance. Her brother lived in Charlotte, and we were like, hey, let's go to the Brown Mountains. And so we met them there, had a little Airbnb, and it was an awesome experience, but yeah. We didn't see
that's our now. Next documentary is the Brown Mountain Lights.
One of the next ones, yeah.
Well, the next one, yeah. It'll be the next one that's out.
Oh, okay.
We may film one before that one, but I don't know it'll be...
when they'll be out.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys come down there, let me know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be down there for Encounter Quest. We're MCs at the Encounter Quest April 13th.
Somewhere around there.
Whatever that weekend is. Come out, everybody. Hang out. We're going to teach you how to cast Bigfoot footprints.
Hamlet, North Carolina.
Nice. We're going a couple days early to film for the Brown Mountain Light documentary.
Nice, yeah. No, let me know.
Okay, we'll send you running through the woods.
Yeah.
Don't fall them off. But that's the thing with the Brown Mountain Lights is they've been caught leading people off cliffs and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Because there's depending on which story you go with the Brown Mountain Lights of how it started... A lot of people think they're lanterns from like miners and stuff you used to carry. So they'll look because they bounce like somebody's carrying something, and then they'll keep going off a cliff, but like they're still walking, like a cartoon. So these paranormal investigators and stuff that are lucky enough to witness it are following them, and then you catch yourself right before you walk off a 100-foot drop. But that's a phenomena that is similar to what you're describing, to where to get it to show up is very similar, but then the after. Can be dramatically different.
Yeah.
Some people have them bounce right across the road. Some people chase them. Some people get chased. And then with orbs, Route 66 has orbs that chase semis, chase trucks, running off the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very common one out there. It's in the people that get caught. Some people say they're extraterrestrial. Some people say they're demonic.
Yeah.
I mean, Route 66 has Route 666 on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which they took all the signs down. And I think it's all. Like 6.65 now or something
really?
Like that. Because everybody kept stealing the sign.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And they don't want to go out to the desert and replace it every week.
Yeah. It's like here where people would steal the sign at the park, South Park Road. That sign always got stolen.
Yeah, yeah no. And I going to your point about changing a little bit, one of the other stories I heard, and this was the only time I heard about the kid that also died, where he ran into him or whatever, didn't see him.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over the 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was a girl and her cousin and maybe her mom. She finally talked her mom into taking her there. And they saw the light, but then they saw two red lights also.
Oh.
And that, and in the argument, it was like, or in the article, it was like, we think that was the lights from the kid who was on the bike that died that day too. But there was never, I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, they have a record of a dude dying on a motorcycle around but not a kid.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So that's why that part of the story is kind of
fuzzy.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but, and I was going to bring that back up that Ohio has, we did a Crybaby Bridge episode a long time ago.
Well, yeah, season one.
Yeah. Ohio has over 1,000 Crybaby Bridges where you go out and hear
that.
And we have probably around 200 stories of women in white where you can go pick up a woman that's hitchhiking. The folklore exists everywhere, very similar. And the stories, you know, that's in the 50s, you know.
Yeah.
So 70 years ago, when you've seen it, you know, 60 years ago.
Yep.
So a lot of stuff can change. Most people that were experiencing it then when it happened are dead.
For sure.
And if they aren't, you know, they're extremely elderly. They'd be there in their 20s and 30s and then, you know, 60 years later. So the stories can get warped. The core, like how they start can get warped.
Yeah.
And sometimes you look at that and you start doing research like you're doing, you'll see that the motorcycle death was, let's say, 67, and people were seeing the lights in 64.
Yeah.
And it's just because it happened kind of in proximity. Now for us, we just link it all together.
Exactly.
And when we've dealt with a lot of people, I'm kind of feeling, I think what you said earlier, with some kind of other phenomena, whether forest spirit, elementals. We talk about them where they put on the shows or the mask that you want them to wear.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about paranormal, Bigfoot is a big one, that Bigfoot will be wrong. And some of these people have these Bigfoot that are thin, red eyes, and they'll do the walking off the cliff thing.
Yeah.
And it seems to be that it's these phenomena, because if you were out in the woods, you know, Bigfoot's kind of in your mind. So they want to represent themselves some way, whether it's good, bad, and different, to show themselves to you. And this may be what the phenomena is it's there. Okay, you're out there. You guys are putting a lot of energy out thinking, I want these lights to come up over the hill.
Yeah.
I want to see a motorcycle. I want to see a motorcycle or whatever. So eventually the phenomena just, here you go.
Yep.
I'll give you what you want and then try to interact. The red, though, we've talked a lot about red lights on the show.
Yeah.
Never once good.
I don't believe it is.
Never once good.
Usually ain't.
If you start seeing red lights, like
or red eyes,
anything like that, it's Mothman will give the only pass on.
Yeah, because he never actually hurt nobody.
Yeah, because he was asking for help a couple times and poured that cup of coffee for that one guy.
What? Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
I mean, we've only done 80 hours on this show about the Mothman.
Yeah. as long as it wasn't like a black-eyed kid on the motorcycle. Yeah.
Well, that's the kid on the bike. That's why he sped up and hit the kid.
Oh, he hit the kid. Yeah.
His black eyes like a shark. I like sharks, but if a kid has those eyes, it's not good.
I wouldn't trust him.
No, you hit him with your motorcycle.
And so your friend seen it when you guys were there, or the one friend seen the guy, right?
Everybody saw the guy.
Oh, everybody saw the guy.
Everybody saw it, yeah.
When they were packed in, all six of you.
Yep.
And how did everybody else handle it?
I mean, I feel like we were just so young and stupid that we were just like, that was crazy. Never really thought about it again.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like everybody remembers the story.
Right.
But we were never scared by it. I never felt threatened or anything like that. It was just like that was crazy.
Yeah, like guy passed us.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah. But
we saw something, you know, and we didn't really care what it was. And
right.
I mean, I like that stuff, but like I said, right. It still doesn't scare me or anything like that.
No, I don't think it was, personally, I don't think it was a dangerous encounter or anything like that.
Yeah, no, it didn't feel like that at all. It just felt like something literally out of a movie kind of thing. And it was just like, what just happened?
Just the past.
In slow motion. And
that's kind of weird. When I was, this is like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Here we go with another story, how you were abducted.
I think I've told this one on here before. I was driving home to my house. And I think we had recently talked about this story, maybe. I don't know. But you know where my house is, and I have the bridge, you know. Uh-huh. I was at the end of my road, and I seen two headlights coming down my road. But they were like that blue, like that new blue headlight.
It looked like that,
but it just looked weird. And coming up to it, so we were about ready to go over the bridge at the same time together. So I got over so they could go over. And I got over a little bit, and they come flying over the bridge right past me. And then I pulled back on the road, and I looked in my rearview mirror to see, because I was like, that's a weird, like, truck or something.
Yeah.
When I looked in my rearview mirror, car was gone.
Really?
It was completely gone. And I was like, huh? Like, I was just weird.
Yeah.
No, you're the worst.
What?
No, you've never shared that story.
I think I did.
He's always on here telling everybody, I've never had one of these encounters. He's been abducted by aliens. You've had your closet haunted.
Yeah.
And now you've seen a ghost car.
Yeah, that was just...
And then the white thing.
Yeah.
He's always like, I've never had anything weird happen. You know he was abducted by aliens,
right?
That's
because it's not weird to him.
Yeah, exactly. And look at him.
What's weird about me?
It's because he is an alien.
Mm-hmm. They took him several times.
I don't believe you.
We did this one episode a long time ago where this kid got abducted. And we just were going through what happened to this kid. And Jay's like, what happened to me? Oh, I did that. What happened to me? And I'm just sitting here like, you don't think you were abducted. We're just checking. It's like a checklist.
Yeah.
I used to sleepwalk.
No wonder you never had a study in high school.
Never what?
Had a study.
It's just because I'm a good guesser.
They download into his brain.
Yeah.
I'm a good guesser. You give me a multiple choice test, I'm going to pass it. I don't care what it's on.
So what are your thoughts? You thinking some kind of elemental thing presenting or?
Like a residual, it kind of seems like that. Just because the thing looked at you guys like it was aware you were being there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think like with the residual hauntings, it's like everything's played on a loop. Doesn't matter if you're there or not. It's going to do its thing and not even acknowledge you.
Mm-hmm.
But it acknowledged. It was like checking you guys out a little bit.
Yeah, no, it was weird to see him look at us. I'll say that. I didn't think, I didn't know what it was, but after it happened, it was like he looked right at us.
Yeah.
You know? As an experiencer, and you did a lot of your own research or everything like that, what do you think it was?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I mean, from like the research and stuff, I'm like, maybe it was the guy.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I haven't done enough research on that stuff in general.
Well, you can.
I'll to know, you, but it was. I have no clue what it was.
You can research it for the next 10 years, you'll never know.
No, I agree. And it was just. I believe in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm like, yeah, I think something happened. I don't know what it was, but.
You didn't all hallucinate the exact same thing.
Yeah,
so.
No, exactly.
Gosh, whatever it was there.
Yeah.
We've had some poor people on this show or even what we talked about that have got that kind of stuff told to them.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
you know, five people, six people stuffed in a car, see the a blue guy on a motorcycle go past. No, you guys drunk, high, or you imagined it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
All the same. But how, and he changed, like the look of the guy changed too. Or maybe, that's what makes me think it's not, I don't.
Well, it's either that or the story is just always like, okay, this is what the story is, this, you know.
Yeah.
So over time it became the James Dean type.
The game of telephone what, changes.
That could be
you
true.
You know, bad, he might have been like a rebel kind of, you're scooting
just a guy in a moped and the dad didn't like him.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, what we have kind of talked about too is when we were going back and doing the research and seeing that he was proposing to him, was going to go propose to her.
Oh, so he may have been dressed
up. We were
nice.
Like, maybe he dressed up.
That would make sense.
And
he's still,
but the motorcycle still, I mean, it was still like a moped and not a motorcycle.
Right.
Right. But like said, the story changes.
But yeah, exactly.
There's some old farmer telling everybody.
It's not the same
that
story.
But it's a motorcycle. You know, he doesn't know.
Yeah, no, who knows?
In the 50s?
Yeah. But,
and the story's not as good. Like,
it's got two wheels.
The story's not as good as like, oh, a bad boy on the moped.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That but rebel.
Must be a commie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It makes the farmer seem like a dick.
Yeah.
You know? He's got to justify himself.
Right, exactly.
We know some of those.
Well, yeah.
Right. If you live in farm country long enough, you'll know a couple.
Oh, I.
Most farmers are extremely nice people. But you find that one. Like,
there's,
well,
yeah.
There's a reason nobody's near you.
Right.
He's mad.
Reason nobody's near you.
But yeah, the dressed up. There was one more thing I was going to say about it. Now it's slipped my mind about the story changing. I don't know. So I traditionally don't believe in ghosts are people. I do believe ghosts exist. I think people see them all the time, like you witnessed, whatever. I just don't think they're human souls trapped here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we did an episode a long time ago on Patreon called Electronic Voice Parrots. So the EVPs, you know, people get reactions and stuff like that. But sometimes they don't make any sense. Sometimes they kind of do make sense, but it's, you know, it'll get parroted back. You know, that's where that, where we made the joke term, the parroting comes from. Because it's not like, it seems almost like they want to respond to you, but they don't know what to say. So they're just picking something and just throwing it back to you like a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they'll just say a word, like they say no to everything, even though they don't really care what it means. So I kind of wonder that we think there may be things living in the Earth's electromagnetic field, a different form of life. And that's another thing that could be pushing energy because you guys, you know, our brain signals are electricity. Our thoughts are, you know, emotions. That's, you know, a form of electricity and chemicals. Yep. So I wonder if that's something that they're mimicking too. They're just, you know, bouncing that
feeding,
back.
Feeding off that, yeah. What? It's, yeah, it's...
We'll never know.
Never know.
It's extremely interesting. I don't know if I'd have gone back ever again after seeing it.
No, you wouldn't have.
Well, like I said, we weren't scared by any means. And I think it just caught us by surprise more than anything because it wasn't where we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was something completely different than what we've ever heard of anything happening there. And it was just, I think it just kind of caught us by surprise. And
wonder if anyone else has had that experience.
I haven't.
Be nice to hear.
Email us at cryptsofthecornpodcast@gmail.com if you've been in Oxford, Ohio and had something similar happen. There you go.
There we go.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, from all the research I've done, and when I say a lot, man, maybe 6 hours, you know, an hour here and there at night when I just get kind of curious, go down a rabbit hole. But I haven't heard any stories of a guy like ours. I'm like,
physically seeing him.
Yeah. I've been like waiting because I'm like, somebody give me a little validation.
Yeah.
You know, and not that I need it, but.
Yeah, you've seen what you've seen.
Yeah, but I'm just.
You'll have to, before you leave today, go through that shelf over there. There's a couple of Ohio ghost books.
Oh, nice.
So you can go through and see if there's any, I don't know, but they're there. That's the research. Well, there's another shelf in there too.
Nice. But yeah, no, I haven't heard anybody else experiencing that kind of thing, but.
Yeah.
It is very curious to me too that. There have been a couple different things that happen out there. Like one with the two red lights, the one kind of going through the cornfield.
That one was weird to me too, where it's like off to the side, like skirting around them.
Yeah.
See, that to me is a much more intelligent, a much more reactive thing than what we would consider a haunting. And then that much space. Hauntings, even the ones that are intelligent, seem to be very limited into the area they're in. Civil War battlefields are about the only one where it's like huge amount of land, but there's also, you know, 10,000 people died killing brother and, you know, killing cousins and stuff.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of bad energy in that land. But this is just a weird one. I'm glad you came on to talk about it. It's one that I don't have an answer for.
Yeah, that's cool. I just don't want to know if... I want to hear others' experiences, too.
Maybe we'll go just, do a mini-documentary out there.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to my buddies about it in a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like last time my buddy CJ was with me, I feel like, and my buddy Danny, who was with us, was like maybe 2 years ago, was like the last time we talked about
it. Oh, wow.
And we were kind of drinking, so.
Yeah.
But their story kind of seemed the same still, and.
Yeah.
I would like to hear their versions still.
Yeah.
And see it, how accurate they are still, and.
World's a weird place.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
So that's the Oxford ghost, we'll call it.
Yeah. The Oxford ghost.
Do you have any other stuff you wanted to talk about while beyond the ghost stuff or anything?
Oh, yeah. How was the Super Bowl? How was that experience?
It was crazy. It was a wild experience. I mean, saw some things that I was very shocked of and some things that you're like, we're taking it to that level. Kind of thing, and I practiced. We had like snipers.
Really?
What?
Yeah, like up on buildings, and I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh! I'm like,
we're going to those lengths.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, why are they there?
You're out there, and it's like, you just see a sniper up there.
And I remember we were practicing one day, and that was when we went to New York. So you go, you know, you get 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So a week we practiced. We got a couple days off, and then we practiced like 2 or 3 days in Denver, and then we went and did a full week practice in New York. And when we were in Denver, we see this like it was a with the Air Force Base being out there. We just see like a fighter pilot jet coming at us, and we're like, "What the? What's that thing doing?"
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, once it got closer, it ended up being like some kind of helicopter, but it like opened its doors, and all I could think of. And it like put like a little sign out for us, and it just said like "Go Broncos" kind of.
Oh, okay.
But all I could think of though is like, if you're really at war and you see that thing coming at
yeah.
you, like you hear dead. The doors open, you're just like,
"Bum,
we're dead."
Yeah, yeah. It's like Red like, Dawn.
That was scary.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know why, but like that was my first instinct was like, "You're you know, dead if that happens."
It's like seeing a predator, right?
Yeah, no,
it's like it's coming at you. There's not a thing you could do about it.
No, it was wild, but yeah, we. Got to experience some weird stuff and some cool stuff. And
so there's snipers. That's something we never heard about.
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, no, it was an experience, that's for sure.
Man.
You got any Super Bowl questions?
Not really Super Bowl. I mean.
How's it feel probably to be the only guy there that came from the same town as the Balls did?
Oh, it's amazing. It's awesome. I mean, but I probably wasn't the only one there. I feel like a bunch of Ada people probably.
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, because we send the whole Wilson's line.
Yeah, no.
I meant on the field.
No, it was fun. It was fun. It was just a crazy ride, and the coolest thing was, I think to me was, and you see it on TV and stuff, but it was different. I feel like witnessing it in person, like right before the kickoff, you just kind of look into the stands and all the people taking pictures, and it's just, it's
flash like stars everywhere. Going off
everywhere. It was cool.
Big spectacle.
I mean, how many people go?
A buttload?
Is it 150,000 or something like that?
I mean, it just probably just depends on the stadium.
Yeah, stadium size.
They're going to
sell
it out.
Where was that one at?
That was in New York.
Okay, so that's pretty. Yeah. I'm assuming a pretty big stadium.
Yep.
I don't know how big. Probably 100,000, I would guess, at least.
I couldn't even imagine seeing that many people.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. It was just like a parade every day.
Yeah,
and you know something special going on every day. Yeah. It was like a circus.
Because I know they have the Wilson's line go out, the week of?
Yeah, they're there for the game.
They're there right now because Katie. Hi, Katie. Hi, Kyle. Katie's out there right now for it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because that's just, we're a football town.
Vegas, it'll be fun.
Is that where it is this year?
Yep.
See, I don't, football's never been my thing.
Yeah, no, and teach their own, man.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever makes your meatloaf.
Whatever makes your meat low.
Your meat low.
You got any questions?
I'm just trying to think any good experience. You took me to, I seen the, when you brought me out to Denver to watch some of the games, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Got I to never walk, told me that.
We got to walk out on the field after, walk through the tunnel and out to the players' parking lot.
Yep.
You're like, oh, there's Peyton Manning's car. There's so-and-so's car. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
There's some nice cars.
They are some nice cars, man. My car had no business being out there. I'm surprised they let me park in that.
Well, I know. Lot. I was like, oh, we're getting in this thing.
Every time you try to park. Like, oh, yeah, this is for players.
Yeah, well, I promise this. I got the pass. Right
I got the pass.
Like, that's a fake. Like,
that was
I promise
that,
it's not.
That was one of the funnest games I've ever been to because we were sitting with like all the other players' families.
Yep.
And it was pretty. What was that one? The short dude, the kick returner. What was his name? You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Really fast. I sat right behind his parents and his sister, I think. Maybe his wife.
LSU kid.
Trendon Holiday. Holiday. Yeah.
Yep.
I sat behind his family. That was cool. They were really nice.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. It was a great experience. And
yeah, it was good times, definitely.
Got to meet some people that were cool people to meet. Got to see some cool places that I probably wouldn't have ever seen. And very fortunate, very blessed.
Oh, yeah. But you, so... I know you were with the Broncos. Who else were you with?
I was going to say, and you knew you manifested yourself being in the NFL too.
Oh, I mean, how did you do that?
Because he said, I remember this. You said, man, I better go to the pros because I'm not doing anything else.
Hey,
and I was like, well, and you did.
I think that's one of those business finance guys that you see on like YouTube and stuff talking all the time.
Yeah.
They say that. You're only supposed to have one plan because if you have a backup plan, you're setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah.
Just one plan. I'm going to the NFL.
And you did.
I mean, I had a backup plan, I guess, in just being a teacher, but that was never like a.
That's the back burner.
I'm like, I got to do something in college. You know,
right, you got to go. Yeah.
I'm like, I like kids. Yeah. I mean, I'll be a teacher if I have to. Right. But that was never ever the plan, really.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I knew from a young age that's what I wanted to do. Whether or not I'd be able to do that was one thing, but I just took it in steps. I thought when I was in high school, let me get a Division I scholarship kind of thing. Let me get into college and continue my career for another 4 to 5 years. And then once I got there, it was like, let's see what I can do now. And like I said, amazing. It was always a dream, always a childhood dream, but it was fun to see it actually happen.
Yeah. It was awesome.
You'll see.
Witnessing it too. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I had plenty of people tell me I couldn't do it or I wouldn't be able to do it or I won't be big enough or fast enough, strong enough or anything like that, but.
Proves all them wrong.
I just believed in myself.
That's
you know?
That's what so it
I
was takes, just like, yeah.
All right, you can say whatever you
was
want.
Was it your first year in the NFL? You went to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what a crazy year.
No, it was a crazy rookie year, man. You
went from, like everybody say you couldn't do it to, I'm at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like it was a pretty big, like.
Well, I mean, I like to say I had something to do with
oh,
it.
Oh, you did.
But I didn't. But
oh, come some on. Part.
I mean, I had something to do with obviously me getting to the NFL, but. The whole season, that was not me.
Yeah.
But no, it was a fun ride, that's for sure. But
I think you threw a touchdown in the preseason, right?
I did, yeah.
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 Saw that in a bar down in where were we? I think I was in Florida with Mitch.
I was like, don't look at me.
We were in Florida and we were like Denver game was on preseason.
Yep.
And I'm like, wait, Zach should be getting in.
Yep.
And then sure enough, you got in.
No, it was
through a touchdown. We're like, yeah.
Go on each side. And I told Tavares on the, I mean, I told, Jarrell. I was like, hey, I'm throwing this ball to you. Do something. And I just remember dropping stuff. Back and giving him a little bit of time and putting some air on him and just go get it.
On
go
the left side, right?
Yep, yep,
yeah. Yep.
So, but yeah, no, it was a crazy rookie year. I mean, my very first game, regular season game, was against the Ravens. And I didn't dress or anything. And I'm sitting there and I see Terrell Suggs come running. And I'm like, thank God I'm not playing.
He's a monster.
Oh my, he looked like he just got made out of Madden.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like a vending machine, you know, just walking down the street.
Yeah.
Running fast, though. Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And
that's the sound of a tool shed coming down the stairs.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I saw him and then Peyton ended up throwing like 7 touchdowns that game, breaking the record, and it was like, oh, okay, here we go.
That's easy.
And it was a crazy little ride my rookie year.
You know, he comes to like Buckeye Street twice or once every 2 years, right?
Peyton?
Yeah.
To go to Wilson or well, do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
It's, I knew that he came a couple times.
There's the lady that retired a couple years ago. She did all the stitching for the NFL for, I don't know, 30 years now.
Yeah.
And he comes to visit her about every 2 years.
Nice. I did hear about that, actually, now that you say that.
I won't say her name on here, but she's super nice. I do her garden for her in the spring.
Nice.
But she's like, yeah, I can always tell because I take a peek out the window and all I see is a camera.
Yeah.
So I know he's hiding somewhere out in the front yard.
Yeah.
Hard to hide that head. No. He's probably listening to this, turns it off right now. I'm never listening again.
Oh, we blew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and happy birthday. You did on your birthday.
I sure did.
Didn't even know.
Fortunate enough to make it up on my birthday.
Yeah, we'll
give
you
a birthday present.
Yeah. We'll give you a PO address if you want to mail Zach some cake.
Yeah. PO Box 75, 8 Ohio 45810.
Birthday cake only.
Birthday vanilla, cake only.
Vanilla icing.
Yeah. Vanilla gets slept on. I love vanilla.
Oh, vanilla's the only way to go.
Everybody says, like, some people think it's plain. No, vanilla's a flavor.
Exactly.
And vanilla bean is stupid expensive.
And delicious.
I like it. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. That's my go-to.
We have Mexican vanilla in the
I got to be, like, in the mood for chocolate. I'm not a big chocolate fan.
I've had too many fillings for chocolate anymore.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jay?
No, I mean, that was pretty fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, how long did we go?
About an hour.
All right, perfect.
We like to end this a certain way, which I'm sure you know, but we'll count down, and then at the end of it, we'll scream bye, and the outro will play.
All right.
Because we're trying to get one of these mics replaced, because they have a lifetime warranty. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Crypt of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.